Idaho will eventually set this year's state budget for teacher salaries, but it's not going to happen today. This year's stop-and-go legislative session just hit stop on K-12 teacher salaries when it voted 34-34 on the state's education budget for teacher salaries. That 34-34 tie means the budget fails and returns to the Budget Writing Committee for some changes. But what caused 34 lawmakers to vote against a budget for teacher salaries? The answer is lawmakers fear things like social justice principles, critical race theory, and Marxist ideologies are being taught in Idaho schools. Communism being promoted in Idaho's public schools. That's likely a shocking thought to many people, but it's an issue at the heart of Idaho's cultural crossroads. As the state becomes increasingly urban, many rural conservative lawmakers are worried radical liberal agendas could be taking hold in classrooms across the state. During debate on the House floor, Republicans said they wanted to protect good teachers from bad actors and being forced to include these philosophies into their curriculum. They want assurances that Idaho taxpayer dollars won't pay for their children to be indoctrinated. Meanwhile, Democrats and some Republicans say this line of thinking is completely inaccurate. Idaho students aren't being indoctrinated, and to attach the salary budget to a misguided view of what's going on in Idaho classrooms is ludicrous. That's the thinking. Lawmakers have been fighting these exact same battles in setting budgets for Idaho's colleges and universities. Both sides have proven their willingness to dig in their heels on this issue, and the Finance Appropriations Committee must now decide what happens next with the budget. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Alec Pope.